Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we are in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, has given his Holy Spirit to indwell you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we are in your corner. And the Bible says if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Oh yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your son. Go wake up your daughter. Go wake up that granddaughter. Go wake up that grandson. Go wake up that oldest girl, the youngest girl, the oldest boy, the youngest boy, and all in between. Wake them up this morning. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. So it's time to get out the bed, sleepyhead, cause In the Corner is on the air. All right, y'all, get on up now. Let the bed go. Let that bed go this morning. You got to let the bed go. You got to let the bed go. Let me go out here and get my bus. Let me just go get my bus this morning. I need to just go get my bus. All right, y'all. I'm coming through the neighborhood. I'm coming through the neighborhood this morning. All right. All right, Mary. Jane. Come on, Billy. Come on, Billy boy. Billy boy and John boy, both of y'all boys, y'all come on. All right, Sarah. All right, Leslie. Y'all come on, get on board. Get on board this morning. You can put your makeup on now. You acting just like Bebe. You can put your makeup on once you get on this bus. Come on, get on this bus. All right, I tell you what, let me do this. Let me go get an old song. Let me just go get an old song here. This is a song by Lee Williams there. Them boys from down there in Mississippi talking about another blessing. Melvin and Lee Williams.
Oh, my mind. I'd like to take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me see, woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Blessings you sent my way. I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh yeah, you told it to get back and behave. Ooh, oh my,
another blessing.
I've never seen the righteous forsake, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. All wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways.
my legs and I can walk.
Another
I got my tongue, y'all, and I can talk.
Another
even the air that I receive.
Another
I got my lungs and I can breathe.
When I look around, I can see all the blessing that is given to me. Bless my family. And they're doing fine. Gave me peace of mind.
All right, that was Melvin William and Lee Williams talking about another blessing. Look how God just keep on blessing you over and over again. He just keep giving you another blessing. All right, that's your song for the day, another blessing. All right, it's time to read the Bible now. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Open it to the New Testament book of Colossians. The New Testament book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. Reading through 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Or chapter 2. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith in Christ is. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In Him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your sinful nature was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through your faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you. Such people also go into great detail about what they have seen, and their unspiritual minds puff them up with idle notions. They have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. Since you died with Christ to the elemental spiritual forces of this world, why, as though you still belong to the world, do you submit to its rules?
Do not handle. Do not taste. Do not touch.
These rules, which have to do with things that are all destined to perish with use, are based on merely human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body. But they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must also rid yourselves of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Those who do wrong will be repaid for their wrongdoings, and there is no favoritism. Masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Tychicus will tell you all the news about me. He is a dear brother, a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. I am sending him to you for the express purpose that you may know about our circumstances, and that he may encourage your hearts. He is coming with Onesimus, our faithful and dear brother, who is one of you. They will tell you everything that is happening here. My fellow prisoner Aristarchus sends you his greetings, as does Mark, the cousin of Barnabas. You have received instructions about him. If he comes to you, welcome him. Jesus, who is called Justice, also sends greetings. These are the only Jews among my co-workers for the kingdom of God, and they have proved a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured. I vouch for him that he is working hard for you and for those at Laodicea and Hierapolis. Our dear friend Luke, the doctor, and Demas send greetings. Give my greetings to the brothers and sisters at Laodicea and to Nympha and the church in her house. After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read in the church of the Laodiceans and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea. Tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the work you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you.
The Book of 1 Thessalonians.
Silas and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayers. We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power,
with the Holy Spirit and deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what happened when we visited you. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. You know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without results. We had previously suffered and been treated outrageously in Philippi, as you know, but with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in the face of strong opposition. For the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. On the contrary, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but God who tests our hearts. You know we never used flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed. God is our witness. We were not looking for praise from any human being, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our prerogatives. Instead, we were like young children among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in you who believe. For you, brothers and sisters, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your fellow citizens the same things those churches suffered from the Jews, who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and also drove us out. They displease God, and are hostile to everyone in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles, so that they may be saved. In this way, they always heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last. But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time, in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you. For we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did, again and again. But Satan blocked our way. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Is it not you?
Indeed. You are our...
All right. That was our scripture reading this morning. We read out of Colossians chapter 2. And we read on to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. May God bless those who have heard and read his holy word. All right, it's prayer time, y'all. It's prayer time. It's time to pray. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up. Let's make our prayer circle, family, that prays together, stays together. All right, single parent, you're not by yourself. We're in your corner this morning. Come on. Let's bow our heads and let's close our eyes. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we praise you once again for how you are blessing us over and over and over again. Just like the songwriter said, Lord, you just keep giving us another blessing. Oh, Lord, we woke up this morning and we was able to see. We had eyes. We was able to see. That's a blessing. Lord, we are able to hear. Thank you for our ears. That's another blessing. Lord, we are able to taste our food this morning. You've given us tongues where we can taste and talk. That's another blessing. Lord, you've given us legs and feet where we can walk. Lord, that's another blessing. Lord, you've even gave us automobiles, cars, and trucks where we can drive. Another blessing. Lord, and even us that don't have cars that's working right now, don't even have a car. But Lord, you've given us other transportations like buses and trains and planes. Lord, that's just another blessing. Thank you so much, Lord. You've given us jobs, Lord. Many of us are working in air-conditioned buildings. Lord, that's another blessing. Lord, everywhere we look, we just see blessings. So, Lord, we just can't help but just thank you this morning. Lord, we even looked over and we saw our wife was up. We saw the husbands up. And we saw our children, they're up. And the grandkids, they up and going this morning. Everybody in the family's up and going. Lord, we just thank you this morning for another blessing. Thank you, Lord, that you promised that you never would leave us, but you would be with us always, even till the end of the age. So, Lord, we just want to thank you this morning. And, Lord, we just praise you for being so good to us. All these blessings, we ask them in Jesus' name. And for his sake, we pray. Amen. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done had our prayer. We done sung our song. And now it's time for us to be getting on out of here. Oh, we thank you today. We certainly thank you for riding that old Bible bus. It's old raggedy bus, but it'll get us where we need to go. All right. All right. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour. We minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. 6-7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters. Because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 9 o'clock, I'll be back again. 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Set Your Wash On Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll take a look in the book. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Then at 12 o'clock, we begin to rebroadcast all of these wonderful programs. So you stick and stay. Don't you dare go away. Because we got some good things for you all day. So just remember now to hang in there. Because we are in your corner.